This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live talk radio that you control, the only show where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan.
And the U.S. government is working very hard to destroy the U.S. dollar. I think everyone here on the show agrees with that. They may or may not realize that's what they're doing. But, well, they're ultimately trying to concentrate all of the wealth into the hands of a few, and the destruction of the dollar is the easiest way for them to do that, the easiest and fastest way for them to do that. But they're not the only government in the world. In fact, all the governments throughout the world are in a race, it would seem, to destroy their currencies the fastest. Venezuela has been doing an excellent job with this, despite inventing a, quote, cryptocurrency that no one seems to be able to actually find that actually exists.
Called, oh, the Petro?
Yeah, called the Petro. In addition to that, they're printing up a new denomination of their own bill, a 100,000 Bolivar note.
That's right.
Now, this is
100,000.
Now, this isn't new for them, right? Don't they regularly just, like, knock off zeros, or is
that? Yeah, so the Venezuelan Bolivar is currently in its third iteration.
One day they'll try it and they'll figure it out and they'll get it right.
No, they won't.
I know they won't.
No, they're getting it right, because the whole point of centrally planned money and central banks is to inflate the money supply and transfer wealth from the people to the politicians and the bankers and the politically connected class. And they're just doing it at a much faster clip in Venezuela than they're doing it here in the United States. All of the illusions have been brushed aside in Venezuela of legitimacy and all of that. And they're just going ahead and pumping the cash printer as hard as they can. The money printer is going very, very fast over in Venezuela. And they're now talking about adding a 100,000 Bolivar bill. So they've never had a 100,000 Bolivar note before.
Okay.
Because of what you were saying. They've been knocking zeros off of their currency. I believe it was, I think, like 3 zeros the first time they did it, and then 5 zeros.
They knocked off like 7 at one point, didn't they? Or was that Zimbabwe?
That sounds like Zimbabwe toward the end of the Zimbabwe dollar. But
$10 trillion Zimbabwe note up there on the wall.
Yeah, five zeros is no laughing matter. I mean, that's a lot of zeros to knock off of something. If you think about 5 zeros coming off of 100,000, it goes from 100,000 to 1.
Yeah.
So it's a huge drop, and they knocked the 5 zeros off back, and I think it was 2018. It was either 2018 or 2017. I'll have to look into that. But it wasn't long ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
And they've already inflated it back to the point where they need this 100,000 note back.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. No, it's not bizarre. This is the way things go.
Well, it's bizarre that the people of Venezuela are
putting up with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, these politicians can get away with some pretty horrific things and not actually be forced out of office or burned out of office. I mean, there was one time that Maduro got chased by people in the streets. This was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. There was video. He'd visited some island off the coast of Venezuela. It wasn't like Trinidad, but it was one of their islands, the Venezuelan islands. And he was like, for whatever reason, he was out. He was trying to like be among the people or something like that. And these people were like banging pots and pans and running after him, and like a crowd of people, they managed to get him away. So, I mean, maybe they would have done something bad to him if they'd actually...
Sounds like they probably would have.
...gotten their hands on him.
Not that I encourage that.
Well, I mean, I don't encourage violence, but on the other hand, I wouldn't blame these people for...
No, they're the victims here, for sure.
These people are hungry. I mean, that's if there's a time when something's going to change politically, it's when people are not fat. It's when people are hungry because they literally cannot find enough food to eat. It's not because they don't want to. It's because they can't get enough food. They don't have enough money. There's not enough food physically available to them to actually eat more than two meals per day. So people are absolutely hungry there. But yet, despite all the hunger, this man is still in charge. Maduro is still the president.
Well, we don't know that they can really do anything about that if they wanted to.
If there were enough people who wanted to, they could storm the Capitol,
okay,
and they could do anything they wanted. But people are very docile, and they're very obedient. I mean, look around, right?
Look around.
We've got people all over the place. Even the ones who don't want to do it are putting on masks. Even the ones
like
who supposedly are against it. Right, well, you want to have that job, so you put the mask on.
Yeah.
And that's true with a lot of people. And if people were to not do those things,
but I'm also suing
it.
The city of King over it. So.
You're doing a lot more than the average person is willing to do. Most people just want to get along and go along. But in the United States, we're fat and we're happy.
Yeah.
In Venezuela,
no change is ever going to come.
Not yet.
Until the people are hungry.
Right. Hungry. Take away the sports. Take away the entertainment.
Well, they've done that.
Well, they're partially.
Step one. Well,
yeah.
I mean, what movies?
The Patriots just played yesterday. They did not take away the sports.
Yeah, but no one's watching it.
Somebody's got to be watching it.
Their numbers are in the tank.
Yeah,
no one is
NHL's
watching.
But you got to also, hockey's up.
Really. Do they have people in the audience? Do they have cardboard cutouts like all the other teams?
There's different ways they're handling that stuff from what I've seen. I don't know if it's by the league or by the team, but, sometimes. Well, anyway, let's get back into Venezuela. So you'd ask the question about cutting off the zeros, and we'd have to go back into the history. There was the original Bolivar, then there was the Bolivar Fuerte, and I think that's where they cut off the three zeros. And then the Bolivar Fuerte, which stands for Strong Bolivar. So the original Bolivar was replaced by the Strong Bolivar, which was then replaced in like 2018 or 2017 by the Bolivar Soberano, which stands for Sovereign Bolivar, because now it's sovereign. On its third iteration, where it wasn't before. And that was where they knocked off five zeros. And I remember we've been following Venezuela very closely here on Free Talk Live, or at least as closely as we can for an American radio show that doesn't have any Spanish speakers natively on it. But so when we were watching this happen, I went to my favorite website to talk about with Venezuela, DolarToday.com. And they've got this handy little tool at the top of the site, little kind of graph chart thing that shows you the price of a U.S. dollar in Venezuelan Bolivar.
You said this is DolarToday.com?
Yeah, D-O-L-A-R, DolarToday.com. Now, the site is in Spanish, but
sure.
You don't
I just want to see the graph.
Yeah, you don't need, it's not really a graph, it's more of a display.
Okay.
But you don't need to know Spanish to see this. 452,042 is the number of bolivars that you can get for a U.S. dollar on the black market in Venezuela. Now, obviously, your results are going to vary, right? Like, it depends on who your dealers are or whatever, right? But this is a general idea of what the current going rate.
So a 100,000 bolivar note would be worth about 23
Less than 25 cents, yeah.
22, 23, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And the 100,000 bolivar note would be their largest note. So they're debating whether or not they should even have this note. But if they do, come out with it. So that gives you some idea of how weak this particular currency is. And how
these people have been robbed to levels that are absolutely inhumane.
Yeah, it's a raping level of robbery. I mean, this is absolutely shocking. That number, 452,042, today, 3 years ago when the switchover happened, it was 72-1.
Which is still not good.
No, that's not good. But that's what that was the scam was. Oh, we're going to knock all these zeros off and we're going to, fix the currency. And everybody must have known that it was going to keep shooting up. And it did. And now it's at 452,042.
And it's going to get worse because they're going to prevent. They're going to create this new note.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about this in 3 months where it's going to be 4 million bolivars are equal to a quarter in USD.
Yeah. Until they knock seven zeros off like they did in Zimbabwe or whatever their next move is going to be. It was getting so bad in Venezuela that the credit card machines, they only have so many characters that you can put in them, right? So like when you're ringing up a sale,
you can't charge someone $78 trillion, right?
Yeah.
So do they have to have special software then?
No, that's why they knocked. That's part of the reason why they knocked the zeros off.
thereby taking everyone's money and running with it.
That's all this has been. But yeah, so that's the news. I mean, I didn't even read the news. We were just kind of recapping the insanity of what's been happening.
Yeah, and I remember reading stories about the people in Venezuela having to boil sewage because they had no other water to drink, constantly having power outages. It's absolutely horrific what is going on there. 855-450-3733 is the call-in number. That's 855-450-FREE, as in...
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And, you know, I was just thinking during the break that we're laughing about the destruction of the Venezuelan Bolivar, but we have to remember that several senators or representatives or treasurers or whoever, some politicians recently were talking about the need to print trillion-dollar coins for the United States, or mint trillion-dollar coins, which was...
Were they really talking about that?
Yeah, so we could pay our debts off.
Which is just going to be a coin with the number stamped on it that said 1 trillion. That's not going to...
I don't see why not, honestly.
You mean to destroy the system faster?
Well, I mean, I don't think it would destroy the system, but it would be a way for them to actually pay off the debt. It probably would destroy the system faster, but that's the only way it could ever be paid off.
Yeah, the idea first emerged in 2011 after the debt ceiling crisis.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, this is something that's actually been floated as an idea. So Venezuela, they're at 100,000, and the U.S. government's like, hey, hold my beer. And we're the wealthy country. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the wealthy ones in the world. We're the ones who haven't supposedly been completely run over by our government's inflation. And yet, we're finding ourselves in the need for a trillion-dollar coin. So just imagine how bad it really is in parts of the world like Venezuela.
Yeah, well, I've got a related story to this as well about the crazy trillions that they've been printing up this year. Remember, the so-called stimulus package was a few trillion bucks, right? And they're working on another one now, supposedly, that they've been fighting, playing political football over. So already we've seen that, here's a headline from Bitcoin.com, the Fed's 2020 pump eclipses 2 centuries of U.S. dollar creation. Research shows the Federal Reserve has pumped over $9 trillion since September of 2019 to primary dealers by leveraging enormous emergency repo operations. A recently published investigative report shows the U.S. Central Bank submits the daily loan tally, but the Fed will not provide the public with information concerning the recipients. Estimates say in 2020 alone, the U.S. has created 22% of all the U.S. dollars issued since the birth of the nation. So in just this year, they've created 22% of all U.S. dollars ever issued in the history of the U.S. dollar.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that means the actual inflation number for this year is 22%.
That's a way to look at it. I'm not going to say that that's right necessarily.
Well, I'm sure that, I mean, the economists will come along and they'll do some complex calculus and they'll say, oh, no, look, it's actually only 0.5%. But all of the...
This is not good. Whatever it is, it's a lot of printing going on.
Yes. And not quite Venezuela bad.
No, and the difference is, and look, I'm not an economist or whatever, but one big difference between the U.S. and Venezuela is the Venezuelan Bolivar is not being used in other countries in the world, right?
So, yeah, because it's worthless.
Well, it's worthless, number one, but prior to it being worthless, it really wasn't being used elsewhere. Like the U.S. dollar is used in many, many places. In Zimbabwe, for instance, once the Zimbabwe dollar, the S hit the fan with that, the U.S. dollar was sort of brought in to stabilize things, and people have been using the U.S. dollar there since. The Zimbabwe dollar tried to make a comeback, and they immediately started inflating it again, but the people were smart enough to not go with it, from what I understand. They learned their lesson. They didn't forget it, and so the U.S. dollar has a much larger sort of installed user base. There's a heck of a lot more of it out there, so if they're inflating it at a higher rate, it doesn't have the same impact immediately as what they're doing in Venezuela. And when you look at what they did in Venezuela originally with the original Bolivar, remember we're on the third iteration of it now, so it was Bolivar, then Bolivar Fuerte, which happened in 2008, according to Wikipedia, where they knocked 3 zeros off, meaning a 1,000 Bolivar bill went to a 1. And, right, imagine if your $100 bill became 10 cents. Because that's what they did.
Well, the buying power probably didn't change, right? It's just the number that we're talking about.
That's correct. I mean, the buying power is constantly changing. It's constantly getting weaker and weaker. So they're just playing games, essentially, by knocking these zeros off and trying to fool people into thinking that, you know, the money's worth something again. And it doesn't stay that way. But it's interesting because it took a certain amount of time to get to where they were ready to knock 3 zeros off. Then it took another decade before they knocked 5 zeros off. Okay, so now you're talking about taking 100,000 Bolivar bill and turning that into a 1. Boulevard bill. It's a huge drop, right? Like, that's it. That's a huge number.
And, but, you know, the course of going from a one Boulevard to a 100,000 Boulevard, before those zeros are knocked off, mm-hmm. is that road is inflation and pulling wealth away from the people of Venezuela the hands of the politicians and the bankers.
Right. And remember, minimum wage doesn't keep up with inflation. It doesn't keep up with it in this country. Okay, let alone in Venezuela, right? So as the money supply is inflated,
minimum wage is an unworkable, broken idea in the first place.
No doubt. But the point I'm making is the people aren't getting constant raises as the hyperinflation is going up. So what's happening is their standard of living is going into the toilet as the hyperinflation is happening. And now, according to Al Jazeera, who's reporting here on the 100,000 Boulevard note, according to the story, they are beginning to import banknote paper and are considering to possibly print bills with larger denominations. The central bank is considering 100,000 Boulevard bills. It would be the highest denomination yet, but worth only about 23 U.S. cents. Press officials for these investors declined to comment on the paper shipments, which came from Brazil. The need for larger bills in Venezuela is a direct result of the ever-weakening currency and inflation that ran at an estimated 2,400% in the last year, meaning that paying for a cart full of groceries now requires a bag of cash. And I mean a big bag of cash.
Yeah, let's say a loaf of bread, $3, right?
Mm-hmm.
And according to the numbers we're looking at, 100,000 bolivars is equal to about a nickel.
Equal to about 23 cents.
No, I said 100,000. That's 400,000 is equal to 23 cents. So 100,000 is going to be equal to about 5 cents.
No, 400,000 is equal to about a dollar.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. So anyway, regardless, they have to have...
But don't worry. Give it a week and 400,000 will be worth 23 cents.
Yes, because that's why they're printing this new note.
Earlier this year, Venezuela turned to state... Now, this is interesting because longtime listeners will remember. Venezuela turned to state-owned money printer in Russia to purchase 300 million of new bills after racking up debts with De La Rue. Now,
so they're not even printing their own bills?
They don't
bills?
Have their own central printer, right? They have a central bank, but they don't have their own printing press. They have to hire out a company to do this. And what we reported on a couple of years ago was they mentioned this company, De La Rue. Now, your average person doesn't know what De La Rue is. I'd never heard of them before.
I don't know what they are.
Do you know what they are?
Sounds like a cologne.
They're a printing house. They do state money printing for states like Venezuela that don't have their own printing press. So these guys are like scum of the earth, probably, right? Like,
yeah,
their jobs,
absolutely.
Their clients are governments, essentially. But what happened was the Venezuelan government owed De La Rue money.
And I assume they wouldn't take the Bolivar as payment.
Exactly. They're not going to take the Bolivar as payment. They couldn't pay with anything else to settle their debts. So De La Rue told them, take a hike. We don't want your business anymore. So now Venezuela is going to their client state, their buddy state or whatever. You could argue Venezuela is the client state of Russia. So now Russia's doing their money printing for them.
855-450-3733. What a hellhole that place really must be because of its government.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is calling on Congress to provide more help to the economy. Speaking to the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday, Powell says the more stimulus lawmakers can provide, the better the economic recovery will be.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses. Over time, household insolvencies and business bankruptcies would rise, harming the productive capacity of the economy and holding back wage growth. By contrast, the risks of overdoing it seem, for now, to be smaller.
Hurricane Delta continues to strengthen as it bears down on the Gulf of Mexico. The latest data from the National Hurricane Center shows the storm has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane, packing winds of more than 130 miles an hour. Delta is expected to make landfall later today on the Yucatan Peninsula, then turn north, targeting Louisiana by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Time is running out to register to vote in many states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The deadline to register to vote in the 2020 presidential election is here for some states, while it has passed for a couple of others. In Louisiana, Monday was the deadline to register to vote in person or by mail, but residents may still register to vote online until October 13th. Tuesday is the deadline in New Mexico, with a Friday deadline in New York and Oklahoma, and Saturday in Delaware. This voter telling News Nation,
I didn't want to be responsible for the election carrying on and on by casting a provisional vote, so I wanted to be sure that I was registered and my vote would be counted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The IRS is giving millions of Americans more time to register for a coronavirus stimulus check. The IRS is extending the deadline to register for the one-time payment to November 21st. The extra time is only for individuals who don't usually file a tax return and haven't yet received the economic impact payment. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything on your mind at 855-450-3733. And you can join Ian and myself and Conan, who's also in the studio. I doubt he will actually be going there, but you can join Ian and I at ForkFest 2021 from June the 28th through July the 5th for ForkFest 2021, again at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's decentralized, which means no one's in charge, no one can tell you what to do, well, except Rogers Campground, the people who own the place where it's happening.
And they're pretty hands-off.
Yeah, they don't bother us. There's also no ticket costs. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. There's even fireworks you can check out. Last year, there was a rock show. Hopefully, there'll be another one this year, but I doubt it.
As in rock and roll music, just to be clear. Rock show could sound like
a
really
boring. Oh, yeah, I'm going to that. I'm going to check out your rocks.
Look at some crystals.
Okay, fair
well,
point.
Well, if it's that kind of rocks, maybe...
You can learn more about it at ForkFest.party. There's links to the ForkFest forum, the unofficial Telegram chat, and again, the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. We hope to see you there June the 28th through July the 5th. It's going to be a great time. I'm already looking forward to
it. I heard the captain was already thinking about different things he was going to be performing or doing or whatever this year or next year. Yeah.
Awesome.
He didn't say what.
It'll be fun to get into. So, the destruction of Venezuela at the hands of their government. I was correct. There were stories in early 2019. I guess at that point, I would have mentioned them on Call to Freedom, which is a show I used to do. But yes, the Venezuelans at one point, due to power outages, were forced to drink sewage water because they had nothing else to drink.
Ugh.
Because their government. So, and I was also thinking about this situation where Venezuela is paying someone else to print their money, right? But that
That's
printing
right.
company obviously won't take the money they're printing as
payment. Because it's garbage.
Yeah. That's exactly what we have here in the United States. It just so happens that the Federal Reserve is institutionalized. But, I mean, that's essentially what the United States does.
I see what you're saying. You're saying the Federal Reserve is essentially a private company, and so
it's
they're
just
being hired.
It's just printing the money for the United States government.
Right?
The United States government gives them treasury bonds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I believe there's like some amount of their board that's appointed, though, by the president. It might just be one member or something like that, but there's it's kind of like as independent as the post office is independent, which is to say kind of but not really, as I understand it.
Yeah, but we have a whole lot of laws and crap that keep us from doing running our business the way that we'd like
to.
Oh,
yeah, there probably aren't as many laws that affect the Federal Reserve. Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of their board members are behind the scenes writing the laws that benefit them.
Well, we know that the Federal Reserve Act was written by bankers.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So, I mean, yeah, they're absolutely still writing all of the regulations and all of that nonsense. But, yeah, the U.S. government, it just has these treasury notes and it gives them to the feds and the Fed, and the Fed prints up the money for them. I really can't see what a difference is between the Fed.
Well, now they're using the Russian government. So
yeah.
There's a recent change in Venezuela, which is to say that the private printer that they had been hiring is no longer willing to do business with them because they don't pay their debts.
Yeah.
Or on time. They don't pay them when they're due, basically.
So I wonder what currency these printing companies, what did you say they were called?
I don't know what they are called, but there is a company that is called De La Rue that was their former printer.
That's what I was going to get. I wonder what they accept as payment.
Dollars. Probably euros as well.
I would expect it to be gold or cryptocurrency.
Well, your typical government doesn't really have cryptocurrency of any significant number. I mean, every now and then they'll bust a drug dealer or something, and then they sell that. Like Russ Ulbricht, they had his crypto for a while, and then they sold it so they could get more dollars. And some governments do have gold, but they probably want to hold on to it if they're smart. Now, some of them also don't have the gold they say they do. That's the old mystery of the was it the Federal Reserve or Fort Knox?
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox.
Probably nothing in it.
So does Fort Knox have the gold in it that it's supposed to have? Conspiracy theory is that they don't.
Well, I see no reason to believe they have any gold at all.
That's the theory.
I have no theory about it, but it's the government.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent their entire lives transferring actual wealth away from...
Yeah. And if you were the government and you needed to pay a money printer, why wouldn't you pay with dollars instead of gold? Like, if you had both of them.
Yeah.
Same reason that most people with crypto won't pay with crypto. They don't want to let go of the thing that could appreciate in value.
Still, I just can't trust the government when they say, we have a lot of gold.
No, you can't.
I would be surprised if they have any. Didn't Russia Today recently talk about this? I seem to recall it was when you, Mark, and I were on, because Mark went on to this lengthy tirade about you being a Russian propagandist or something.
Oh, I don't know.
So what else is going on with the Bolivar?
Well, according to Al Jazeera, again, the Russian government is taking over the printing of their money. That's because Russia's government and Venezuela's government are buddy-buddy, so it's sort of like the axis of evil or whatever, by whatever Bush used to call, I think it was Iran and North Korea and whatever the third one was. But
I think Venezuela was the third one.
Those are the three.
Was Venezuela on the axis? Okay. Well,
unless it was Cuba.
No, it's Venezuela.
Venezuela's economy is in its seventh straight year of recession and forecast to shrink another 20% this year due to the coronavirus lockdown and the collapse of oil revenue. Imagine how devastating the lockdowns must be on an economy that was already in the pits. That's terrifying. Previous attempts to bring stability to the currency by cutting off zeros and printing new bills have failed. Well, yeah, that's not how you bring stability to a currency.
No, that's literally making it more unstable. People have no idea if they're going to wake up the next day and the government's going to declare, oh, yeah, you can just ignore those five zeros.
Turn in your money. That's what you have to do, is you have to, if you've got all these old bills.
So that's what they do. They do a conversion thing.
Yeah. I exchange the money.
I assume they just, you know, use date stamps or something to determine that this $100,000 note is actually worth a one. But you're right, that is kind of complicated. So it's got to be expensive for the government as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's why you see the clip of the crazy tactics increasing, right? So over time, as the government gets even more ridiculous with its money printing, they have to knock the zeros off sooner, right? So the last knockoff was 2018, but the one before that was 2008. Well, I bet you it'll be sooner than 10 years for the next big cut to have, if it even survives that long, right? Like if Maduro isn't lynched, if the government isn't literally burned out of its buildings between now and then, it may only be 3 years or 5 years before they come back in and they're like, all right, we're cutting six zeros off now. Right? It's already gone up, according to the Wikipedia article that I pulled up about the Bolivar Soberano just a few moments ago. It had gone up like 16 or 1.6 million percent or something like that. I may be missing a zero there, but it's in the last 2 years since the revaluation of the currency. I mean, it is just an absolute mess. Authorities have turned a blind eye to a greater number of transactions being carried out in U.S. dollars, with Eco Analytica estimating that some 60% of all purchases in Venezuela are now done using greenbacks. Isn't that interesting?
When they say greenbacks, they mean
the U.S. dollar.
Okay.
Yeah. So this happened, I think, late last year, where it was getting some news. We covered it here on Free Talk Live that Venezuela officially...
We covered it during the last ForkFest.
...was looking the other way. They were like, okay, well, it's not legal for you to be using dollars, but we don't want our people to starve and burn us out of our homes, so, okay, we'll just go ahead and let you unofficially use them. So that's what's happening.
Now, is it legal to use euros or something like that here in the United States?
I don't think there's a prohibition on it, no, but...
You have to find a vendor who's willing to take it.
Yeah, it'd be a hard time finding a local merchant who's willing to take euros.
But we don't have a hard time finding them to take Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, it's not easy.
Well, no, I mean, somebody's putting in the work, yeah. But me as a customer... I can find plenty of places at which to spend Bitcoin.
Sure. You also live in Crypto Mecca, where there are plenty of places to spend Bitcoin. Most of the people who come here have never spent Bitcoin in their lives, and they're like, you can spend Bitcoin?
And Bitcoin Cash and Dash and Bitcoin SV. Yes, I had... what did I have today? I don't remember what I had today, but I paid for it with cryptocurrency. Yeah, that was it. 855-450-3733. Use crypto to spare yourself from government inflation. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Conan tonight. And I want to thank you, Syracuse Joe, who is tonight's amplifier. That means he contributes to the AMP program. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like this show, if you support what we're doing, the best way to help us reach a larger audience is to contribute to the AMP program. It comes with a number of cool little perks, an AMP-only call-in line, an actual landline you can call the studio directly, an AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool features like that. Again, that's at amp.freetalklive.com. Contributions to it are used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence his name. So, Syracuse Joe, I want to say thanks. I hope you like the show, and I hope you plan to continue amplifying it. So, a lot's happened in the world today that was just completely and totally stupid, but among those things that happened was a funeral in the UK, a funeral home held a memorial service for someone. I'm going to describe the video to you as it plays because it's otherwise pretty silent. Now, it's socially distanced, and everyone is like 6 feet apart.
I don't think you have the audio on.
I probably don't. You know me. I'm inept. No, there's audio.
The man up front is
I may have
speaking.
Actually muted the tab, though.
Yeah, the man up front there is speaking in the video.
No, there's just doesn't okay. seem to be any.
Hmm.
That's very strange. So, these people were socially distanced. All of these chairs were like 6 feet apart, some maybe even, I don't know, they were probably 2 meters since it's the UK. And the son of this grieving woman brings his chair over to comfort his mother, whose husband has just died.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else attempts to do that as well. I don't know who it is. We know at least one of these people. The son?
It's on the other, it's on the Discord one. That's what I just unmuted. I'm going to turn that down instead. Restart it there so you can hear it.
I therefore offer you all a very warm welcome as we unite in love and friendship to...
You have to put the chair back on the plate. You can't move the chair to yourself.
You have to put the chairs back, I'm afraid. You can't move the chairs, as you were told, is what he says.
Now, was this the funeral director or something?
Yes, some sort of suited man with a mask comes in and tells these men that they have to get away from their own... I presume they're her sons, right? Like,
well, the son
sitting up
describes
front.
Them as being her... At least one of them is the woman's son. Yes.
And when you say the son, you mean the UK's son, which is a...
Yes, that's why confused. I tried to... Yeah. I realized as soon as I started saying that was, it was not helpful.
And the sad part is like... I mean, the whole thing is so sad because this is a funeral. This is this woman. She's now literally sitting alone by herself, basically, at this funeral. Her sons are not allowed to be near, but that they're so obedient. I mean, yeah, they were being disobedient initially, but then when the man with the suit comes in, you were told. Well, then they just pick up their chairs and they move them over. What's this guy in the suit going to do if they're like, go away. We paid you for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like to have seen.
Yeah. What's he going to do? How many suited men does he have? Are they going to literally go in and drag these men out of the funeral? Out of the funeral they paid for?
Probably not. But one never knows. I mean, it's their business.
He has a suit. He might even have a badge. And that's all it takes.
Well, a lot of people
Milgram
what they're
experiment.
Told.
It's all about the badge.
Okay.
I don't think it necessarily is. A lot of people just, right? If you tell them something in an authoritative way, they will obey.
Well, yes.
Try that sometime. Walk up to a random person on the street and just hand them something. 9 times out of 10, they will take it.
Well, yeah.
But now
tell them to take that.
Handing them.
Hand them a pen and tell them to go stab somebody with it.
Well,
they're not going
to
do it.
He didn't ask them to stab anyone.
Well, he might as well have, because they might be stabbing their mother in their heart, or in her heart, because, you know, they have to leave. I mean, the one guy had, like, you know, put his arm around his mom to comfort her during this, and now she has to sit alone during this funeral.
And
I mean, what a horrifying thing.
And this is the same idea behind the locking down of the elderly homes, the senior home, the retirement centers.
So you can't go and see your loved ones.
This is your
centers.
Mom's last year on this planet,
right.
And she might get the corona.
Sorry, Mom, can't be hugging you during the funerals. The man in the suit says we can't do it.
Let's go to the phones. We got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I'd like to add on that thing is that you can't visit your dying mom in the home because there's a speculation, a possibility of an infection. But the known fact is that if you don't allow the elderly person to be visited, that is an actual act of abuse.
Mm.
So which one trumps? I would say the known factual act of abuse against the elder by denying them what is a known human need trumps the speculation of the possibility that a virus could transfer.
Agreed.
I think one. Yeah. Yeah. So
and it ignores the human's right to make a choice and take a risk for themselves. So even though we're dismissing the chances of COVID being a danger or whatever, maybe, you know, some people are worried about it. That's fine. They can make whatever choices they want to. But this mom, she should be able to choose to allow her sons to be nearby her if that's what she wants to do. And she's being told that's not an option.
Dave, I would say your argument works the same with children. Having them all masked up and having them segregated from each other. You know, their desks 6 feet apart and they can't play sports with each other. There are plenty of communities that are embracing that. And that...
No hugging.
That is child abuse.
Right. And the bottom line is for all of this stuff is it comes back to the same question. Well, what you going to do about it? And it's up to all of us to actually physically enforce our own rights instead of, you know,
absolutely.
Saying,
but as long as people are going to pick up the chairs and move them away from their own mother at a funeral, that gives you some example of how docile and how obedient people are. And you know, you mentioned schools. I got a story. Winter Springs, Florida, a lawyer for this from Fox in New York, a 16-year-old boy who was arrested last month after refusing to wear a mask at Central Florida High School called the incident government abuse of a teen suffering from panic attacks. Winter Springs High School sophomore who was named redacted on the report, was arrested after refusing to wear a mask and abide by other school rules, which violated a probation order that required him to maintain good behavior in school. The family's attorney said his record didn't justify what he viewed as an uncalled-for action. Should they be arresting a 16-year-old child, and that's insulting, he's not a child,
yep,
knowing that he already has a medical condition, he said. In a statement, the law firm called the arrest government abuse and said, quote, we'll be seeking just and fair compensation for the illegal arrest and the harm this action has caused.
That's what a lot of people forget. You know, this kid, he had anxiety attacks as a result of wearing masks. There are, I'm sorry to all the liberals out there are valid reasons that people will say, no, I'm not putting on a mask. We've talked about it before. People who have been raped, for example, mm-hmm, giving them flashbacks.
Like, and had this, their mouths covered during a rape,
yeah, and this culture you're creating of mask-shaming people for not wearing masks, you are shaming rape victims.
Yes. They don't care anymore.
And their response, get that kid a therapist and some Ritalin.
Get in line.
We'll give you some pills.
The boys, make sure you stay 6 feet apart.
Meanwhile, they champion the causes of, you know, I'm with her and listen to her or whatever hashtag is. And, you know, they pretend to care about mental health. Clearly, they don't. They want to force this child to wear a mask, the 16-year-old, to wear a mask despite his anxiety attacks.
The young man's mother told the newspaper her son has an anxiety disorder, and she says he was arrested after going to the school office to ask for water because he was feeling panicky and was having trouble breathing in the mask. The newspaper quoted mom as saying, quote,
So the reason he was arrested in the first place was because of a mask?
He had a mask, apparently, and was not able to breathe. He had a panic attack or something
like
that.
Sure, those things happen.
Took it off, went to the office to request some water, because apparently you can't just go drink it out of a water fountain anymore, and then they called the cops on him.
That is absolutely insane.
Mom said to the newspaper, quote, I couldn't grasp it at first because of a mask. I was just in disbelief, she said. A report from the sheriff's office states the boy had been instructed to obey school rules as a condition of his probation. It did not say what the probation was for. The report said that on September 1st, he refused to obey school rules, including wearing a mask and social distancing, and that he had received a warning, and he was caught vaping in the cafeteria.
What an Italian! Yeah, I mean, none of that is arrestable offenses.
At least today.
It was probably stupid of him to vape in the cafeteria. I mean, do that in the boys' room.
I'm guessing he was arrested for violation of probation in this case.
That's what it sounds like.
The most common arrest of somebody after they get convicted for something.
Well, that's what they do when they want to actually, you know, arrest you and put you in jail without actually convicting you of anything that would result in jail time.
Thankfully, mom's doing something smart here. She says the family is moving. He's not going back to the school. He'll do an online education program from here out.
Awesome.
Yep.
I hope it's homeschooling. Well, this has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the archives there going back more than 10 years. And again, check out the AMP program. If you like the show, if you want to help us out in some way, that's the best way to do it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow, same time 7 nights a week.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.